Afternoon, Commander. I didn't expect to see you up here so soon after the last conference.
Admiral, I'd like you to meet J.G. Miller, Japan's new MAM pilot.
Ah, Mr. Miller. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Pleasure is mine, sir.
Your brother was such a game changer in this war, son.
Admiral.
Apologies. I understand this is all still fresh. I digress from the matter at hand. What can I do for you, Commander?
With my latest discussion with Joji, I found out that he may have some very helpful information which could aid us in the understanding of our latest intel gathered. It may be beneficial to the battle ahead even. Joji, tell him what you told me after becoming a refugee of the 2017 X-War in Japan.
Yes. I understand that was quite a horrific ordeal. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, it was. I met a veteran soldier from the 2008 X-War. He told me about Vaxvarni governmental strategies. He kept going on and on about how the Vaxvarni are gaining influence towards other extraterrestrial races to join their cause, as if they have any plausible reason for us to be an enemy. But I don't know if that's even true. He eventually died of an unknown circumstance. I'm sorry if this doesn't help.
Interesting. I have a feeling that this meeting is because of our latest gathered intel.
I want to show him.
Are you sure? This isn't really supposed to be shown to anyone who isn't part of this investigation.
I will vouch for him and I will take full responsibility.
Angel, file X-746 Shroud.
Classified file. Do you wish to continue with a non-classified personnel present?
Permission granted.
Donba Kavana Mukudon Pavala Giga Mana Umahu Mikavada Kuvada Metla Munakatova.
Who? Who's that?
That is the Archon, one of the leaders of the Vex Empire.
He doesn't look like a Vex Varni, or anything that I've seen, to be honest.
He is a low-hat species. Something that we thought was a myth until recently. Angel cared to show him what we know.
Species, Lawhead. Most gathered information on the Lawhead are pure speculation. They've never been seen because of how rare they are. This could be due to home planet getting destroyed by dwarf star systems. Those who did survive apparently migrated to alien colonies and started to establish a presence in politics due to their silver-tongued nature. Some alien archives consider them puppet masters, gaining influence over places they inhabit.
I don't know how anyone could have influenced you with a face looking like that.
As I said, purely just speculation from alien mythology found in archives.
Myths have to start from somewhere, or from something, I guess.
Myths or not, this one in particular seems to have a large influence in the Vex Empire, and is now the third out of five known rulers of the Empire, perhaps even the overlord of the other four if the stories are true. Perhaps using a lower position as a smokescreen to be less of a target.
Yes, that is interesting and all, but what puzzles me the most is what he is saying to the other alien species. Angel, use the translator?
Of course.
We must unite against the tyranny that has plagued the galaxy. One that leads a poisonous destruction wherever they turn. We will not forget the atrocities they have committed in the Kraken star system. Nor will we back down for the surge of the fallen Void Star that they have desecrated with their greedy hands. Humanity is the greatest threat in the galaxy, and we must do everything in our power to stop them.
This part is what I'm most confused about.
We will not forget the atrocities they have committed in the Kraken Star system. Nor will we back down for the surge of the fallen Void Star that they have desecrated with their greedy hands.
What does he mean by the atrocities that we committed in the Kraken Star System?
The Battle of the Kraken Star System. Colonies of human planets were slaughtered by the Vex Empire. The UN sent its soldiers and battle cruisers to evacuate any survivors. That was before the Vex Empire blew up the star and killed everyone in the system. A major blow to humanity's outer rim settlements.
I know the story. Everyone has. But why would he blame on us?
Well, a bullshitting alien species is going to spit out bullshit stories to try and get any hold over other species to hate us.
Perhaps.
What about this fallen void stone?
Searching archives for fallen void stone. Unknown. All record of the alien intel about the subject of fallen void stone has been erased manually, as if it was a priority.